أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وطبيب نفوسنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد. صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، لا سيما بقية الله روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدم هل فدا. Respected Sheikh Hamid Waqar, all brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, as you heard and you are aware, was the last Friday of the month of Sha'ban, and the holy month of Ramadan is approaching. Inshallah, we are all preparing ourselves for the spirituality of the months of Ramadan and to reap the rewards of it as much as possible. The reason that I'm taking a few minutes of your time, inshallah, very briefly, is just to explain to you again the controversy that we have in the beginning of the months of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, the good news, however, is that for the end of Ramadan, which is more controversial, would be more controversial and more complicated. As for Eid al-Fitr, there is no issue. Alhamdulillah, it's very clear that the Eid al-Fitr, when it will be. But for the beginning of the month of Ramadan, there are some controversy and some issues that I briefly explained to you. Those of you who've been with us 10, 12 years ago, or more than that, you remember that we had these discussions, and inshallah they are clear about this situation. But the new members, perhaps we need to shed some light and explain to them, in case you hear some different calendars or things, you know what the story is. Even though I hope that at the end of the day, all the Shia calendars will be quite unified. In a nutshell, very briefly to get to the point, the way to find out about the beginning of a lunar month, according to all our maraji, is number one, if I see it myself, that the new crescent moon, I have seen it. And I know that's a new, not the old one. The new moon always will be seen at the sunset. So if you see the moon in the morning, early in the morning, that is not the new moon. That is the end of the moon of the last month. So if at the sunset I see the crescent moon, that is a sign that the next day will be the first day of the month of Ramadan. The second is that everybody in the town says that they have seen the moon, and I feel comfortable that yes, they must have seen it to say that. The third is that two just male witnesses, they come to me and they say that we saw the moon ourselves, and we know that there is no one to contradict their testimony. And finally, the lunar calendar, the month in the lunar calendar cannot be more than 30 days maximum. It's usually between 29 days some days and 30 days some other days. So if 30 days have passed, for sure the next day will be the first day of the next month. There is one more way to find out, but because not all our scholars agree on that and doesn't apply to you in Australia, I don't go to that. Basically, remember, the whole idea is set on a principle that Shia and Sunni hadith, that everybody has accepted it. All Muslims unanimously have accepted, quoting from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, to have said, "Sumu lirru'ya wa afthiru lirru'ya wa fa'in ughmiya alaykum fa'uddu thalathin." Start the fasting when you see the moon. Stop the fasting when you see the moon of the next month, that is the month of Shawwal. And in a day that it was cloudy, you didn't know what to do, complete the month that you are in to 30, and then consider the next day after the 30 days, the first day of the next month. This is the hadith that all Muslims unanimously have accepted, although there is so much discussion about the interpretation of it, like the ru'ya, seeing the and sighting the moon. Are we talking about naked sighting, unaided, without any telescope or binoculars or things like that? Or even with binoculars, it is permissible to sight the moon. Sighting the moon, does it mean that I sight it in my local area or anywhere else if I have sighted the moon, it still is counted for me? Astronomically also, in order for us to be able to see the crescent moon of the first night of the month of Ramadan or any other month, At least we need to be conscious of two requirements, two criteria. Number one is that because we are on the planet Earth, and you all have experienced, not all anyway, you must have experienced that when you are sailing towards the shore, you see that as you are getting closer to the shore, more of the buildings will be seen. It starts from the top of the buildings, and then more of the building will be seen. The same applies when you want to see a celestial body in the sky. There has to be an altitude where you are standing, an angle of altitude between you and that celestial body. In our discussion, the moon that we want to see. Astronomers, this experimentally has shown, not by calculation, astronomers, they say that normally, once the altitude of the moon at the sunset is 10 degrees above the horizon and above, the moon should be easily seen with the naked eyes. The lower it is, the less chance to see the moon. Keep this condition in mind. Another condition is, in order for us to see something in the sky, you need light. We all know that the planet or the satellite moon doesn't have light itself. It gets illuminated from the sun. So by reflection of the sunlight to the moon, it is that we see the moon. Okay, keep these two conditions. Now we come quickly to the discussion that we have. Next Wednesday, 17th of June, the new moon, that is the moon for the month of Ramadan, will be born. When I say will be born, it means that it starts its new rotation around the Earth. From degree zero, it starts a new rotation. The moment that it passes the zero and starts the new rotation, we call it the birth of the moon. Obviously, as I said, when it's up zero or 1 degree, 2 degrees, 3 degrees, it's still definitely not visible at all. So the birth of the moon definitely is not enough. Unless, according to some, that is in Saudi Arabia, that they base their calendar on the birth of the moon, not the sighting of the moon. For us and all the Shia that they say we have to see the moon, this is not counted. But Wednesday, 17th of June, next Wednesday, the moon will be born. What time? The 7:04, according to all astronomers, 7 a.m. in the morning, it's the birth of the moon. The moon continues until close to sunset. During the day, for two reasons, we cannot see the moon next Wednesday. Number one, because the moon still, its altitude is very low. And number two, the light of the sun is so bright that it makes us blind to see the moon. Although we need the sunlight to see the moon, but because only a very small, tiny portion of it is facing the sun, that the sunlight reflects on it, that part of the moon is so narrow that it's not visible still during the daytime. The best time to see the moon, if at all, next Wednesday and similar situations, is that when the sun is just setting, that the day or the sky is not that bright, but still there is a bit of reflection of the sun reflecting on the disk of the moon to make it just a tiny bit of it illuminated. This is the reason that it is not possible to see the new moon before the sunset. Always you have to go moon sighting right from the sunset. The difficulty is that for next Wednesday, moon will be rising, as I said, 7 a.m., but will set, I just checked to make sure I don't give you wrong information, moon set next Wednesday will be 5:43 p.m. 5:43 p.m. is almost 50 minutes after the sunset. In other words, the only chance that you have in the eastern coast of Australia to see the moon, if at all, is about 50 minutes from the sunset until about the sunset will be 4:53 p.m. next Wednesday until before 5:43, in about 50 minutes, the moon will be in the sky. What is the altitude in that very moment? The altitude is 7 degrees. Remember, I told you that astronomers, they say that if the altitude is 10 degrees and above, easily you can see it with naked eye. Now, this time, the altitude of the moon will be 7. That means below the 10. I tell you that because that 10 that astronomers, they say it's experimental. And even they themselves, they say that it is possible a bit of that to see the moon, subject to weather condition. I remember I have been able to see the moon even at this 7 degree myself in Sydney as well. But that is subject to having a very clear weather next Wednesday, subject to having less humidity and moisture and fog. If the sky is really completely clear and you go somewhere a bit high, yes, it is possible next Wednesday to see the moon for Thursday to be the beginning of the month of Ramadan. Now, this is just a criteria. The forecast that I have checked for next Wednesday for Sydney, and unfortunately or fortunately is the same for Brisbane and Melbourne, that they all almost have the same horizon, eastern coast of Australia. Next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, unfortunately or fortunately, we are going to have cloud and rain, which means it is very unlikely to be able to have a clear sky to see the moon. Although I really, really urge you to go for moon sighting next Wednesday. Remember, right from the sunset, look at where the sun is setting. If you get a bit of even clear sky, and inshallah, I hope that you can see the moon, or two of just witnesses in the community can see the moon. What if they cannot see the moon and it's cloudy? Technically speaking, if it's cloudy and we cannot see it, remember the hadith of the Prophet that we have to complete the month of Sha'ban to 30 days, and assume that Friday is the first day of Ramadan, not Thursday. Ayatollah Khamenei, however, he says that even with binoculars or telescope or any kind of optical aid, if you are able to see the moon or somewhere high, if you could possibly go above the cloud to see the moon, it still is counted and you can consider Thursday the first day of the month of Ramadan. Ayatollah Sistani insists that you have to see the moon with the naked eye, not with the optical aids. The good news is that in practice, there's no much difference between these two opinions. The reason being, the moon, the satellite of Earth, is so close to Earth that if it is visible in the sky, it is visible and you don't need any binoculars. You can see it with naked eyes. Yes, sometimes, and unfortunately this year is like that. Sometimes because of the cloud, because of the low altitude of the moon, or because of the humidity, the weather condition, naked eye will not be able to see it or hardly be able to see it. Binoculars that like magnifies the object, brings it closer to you, it makes it easier to see if it is within the the altitude of sighting. But remember that if the moon is low, binoculars or telescope doesn't go down to bring it up. It just magnifies the object. So the object has to be high enough to be kind of visible, even if not with the naked eyes. Ayatollah Sistani's office that I contacted them, they confirmed that although we say you have to see it with the naked eyes, but if through scientific aids, you are sure that the moon is in the sky, and should the weather is clear, if there was no cloud, if there was no humidity or anything, you would be able to see it. Scientists, they confirm that you would be able to see it if the weather is clear. Then you can rely on that and accept it that the next day is the month of Ramadan. Question now. So Thursday, what are we supposed to do? Is it the first day of Ramadan or not? My suggestion is that definitely next Wednesday, please go moon sighting. If you can see it or rely on people, they saw the moon, good and fair, Thursday will be the first. If not, then again, we have to ask the astronomers. Astronomers, as I told you, they say that we need 10 degrees. But they are not against the 7 either. They say that if the weather condition is clear and perfect, it is possible even with the naked eyes to see it. If this is confirmed, then Thursday you can count it as the first day of the month of Ramadan. And to be honest with you, this is one of the reasons that the center has not released the calendar yet, although the calendar was ready to be released. But we wanted to make sure that we give the right information, that we don't change the days of the month of Ramadan later on. To this date, up until now, I'm more inclined and more convinced, inshallah, for Thursday to be the first day of the month of Ramadan. But again, not 100%. According to Ayatollah Khamenei, yes, I can confidently say that Thursday will be the first day of the month of Ramadan. According to Ayatollah Sistani, still, I'm not 100% sure, although I'm inclined towards that. And until Wednesday evening, if we could finalize it, if you could see the moon, good and fair. If you couldn't, still, technically speaking, jurisprudentially speaking, if I were you and following Ayatollah Sistani and could not get the confirmation for the sighting of the moon, I had to assume that Thursday is the last day of the month of Sha'ban or Yom Shak. If you are still doubtful how to make intention for Thursday, make an intention of Yom Shak, the day of doubt. Then if throughout the day you were convinced that Thursday is the first, change your intention to the first of Ramadan. Still you are not convinced, leave it as Yom Shak. In reality, even if later on you found out that Thursday was the first day of Ramadan, you are safe. Because Yom Shak means that it falls in whatever that is necessary to fall. If you were convinced that no, it wasn't the first day of Ramadan for you following Ayatollah Sistani, then again you are safe and that day would be counted for you a mustahab fasting of the last day of the month of Sha'ban. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.